The book opens with a lynx silently stalking a fluffy snowshoe hare. When the wildcat pounces, it flushes a white bird from its hiding place in the snow. Gone again, ptarmigan. That's a recurring line in the title of a new book from California poet and author Jonathan London.
That's the theme of the story. They survive for various reasons, but the number one reason is because they're camouflage based on the seasons.
London's story starts in the winter. Turn the page to spring, and the new season brings a hungry wolverine who chases a weasel as the ptarmigan, now with mottled feathers, gets away. London collaborated with Anchorage-based painter John Van Zyl to depict a year in the life of Alaska's state bird.
I really don't know what makes a good story. I mean, as far as critics, I do know what makes a good story to me, and that's by simply reading the text. And when I read that text, if I can see mental pictures, that to me is a winner.
Van Zyl makes little sketches in the margins as he reads a manuscript. One of them became a vibrant depiction of autumn. It's a raucous, colorful painting of a flame-colored fox who leaps after a deer mouse as orange and yellow leaves fall to the ground. In the story, the ptarmigan flare and flutter and land among the fallen leaves. Van Zyl says he did his best to match his illustration to Jonathan London's story.
Jonathan likes to write in very lyrical kinds of words. And because I'm illustrating his lyrical words, I kind of like to paint lyrical kinds of paintings. And to me, it's kind of a marriage of, you know, what the art looks like and what the words say. And things, to me, have to flow.
On some of the pages, London and Van Zyl include little vignettes that teach the reader about the boreal forest. In one, a lemming crouches in snow. Another depicts a wolf's paw print. London also writes about crowberries, harebells, and local vegetation.
What I'm trying to do is catch facts about wildlife, but making that secondary to the storyline and the flow of it, but getting it in there in such a way that it's non-intrusive and yet it's there and it could pique the interest of a young reader.
London says it's important to him to accurately tell the ptarmigan's tale, which is why there's a brief life history included at the end of the book. As the illustrator, John Van Zyl, says accuracy was also his goal.
There has to be 100% truth in the art. And especially in the kids' books, because, you know, the author is basically a teacher. The illustrator is basically a teacher. And you're teaching kids what, in not only in words, but also in visuals, of what is true.
The idea for a book about ptarmigan was Van Zyl's. He and Jonathan London have been friends and collaborators for many years. They're currently working on a book about wolves, which they hope to have out next year. They also plan to publish a story about the first flight of a horned puffin. That book is due out in 2015. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.